So we are reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 13, Brahma stealing the boys and calves. Text number 27. In this way, Lord Sri Krishna, having himself become the cowherd boys and groups of calves, maintained himself by himself. Thus, he continued his pastimes, both in Vrindavan and in the forest, for 1 year. Purport. Everything was Krishna, the calves, the cowherd boys, and their maintainer himself were all Krishna. In other words, Krishna expanded himself in varieties of calves and cowherd boys and continued his pastimes uninterrupted for 1 year. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's expansion is situated in everyone's heart as the Supersoul. Similarly, instead of expanding himself as the Supersoul, he expanded himself as a portion of calves and cowherd boys for 1 continuous year. Ittamatmatmanatmanam vatsapala mishena saha palayam vatsapo varsham chikrideva. In this way, Lord Sri Krishna, having himself become the cowherd boys and groups of calves, maintained himself by himself. Thus, he continued his pastimes both in Vrindavan and in the forest for 1 year. Om Akyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhupya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Pyo Vaishnave Pyo Namo Namaha. Chaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are actually in a very significant chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. For us it is especially significant because Srila Prabhupada translated, this was the last chapter Srila Prabhupada translated and commented in Vrindavan. And it is full of very profound realizations by His Divine Grace when He was about to leave this planet. So in that sense, it is a very unique and special chapter. It is also a chapter full of many wonderful exchanges of the Lord with His devotees in Vrindavan. And we see, like, one of the things that comes to mind reading this chapter is how the Lord transforms a very difficult situation into an opportunity. And that teaches us how the Krishna factor can make something very difficult into something very beautiful and something wonderful. And this is what Krishna made in this Leela. Sometimes this Leela, I remember in one parikrama in Vrindavan many years ago, I heard from Dinabandhu Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, how this pastime is compared to the Govardhan Puja Lila is considered not so pleasant for Krishna in the first place. In the first place, this I'm adding, but this is my perception of the Lila. Like Krishna was not so happy. I remember, I think we were visiting Paramakund in Vrindavan, and he was describing how the Lord was upset with Lord Brahma because he had separated him from his devotees, from the cowherd boys and from the calves. So actually this made the Lord upset to the point that he didn't want to give mercy to Lord Brahma. And when the Lord went to wash his hands after eating, Lord Brahma was hiding in Brahmakund as a fish. And he was waiting to get his remnants because he felt, the Lord is very upset with me. I need to do something. Let me get his Mahaprasad. So the Lord went to wash his hands in Brahmakund, and Lord Brahma was hiding as a fish. So he took with the right hand, because he was sitting with the left hand. Remember, in this chapter it is described, he was sitting with the left hand. And that actually is a factor that made Brahma wonder how can he be God? He's sitting with the left hand. Like that. It was very astonishing for him, but very difficult for Lord Brahma to understand Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though he knew, but due to the yoga maya energy of the Lord, he couldn't realize it. He became bewildered. So the Lord took with his right hand, took water from the Brahma Kund, and he washed his hands outside the Kunda. So Brahma couldn't get, as a fish, couldn't get the Mahaprasad. So this indicates how the Lord was upset because Lord Brahma had separated him from his dear devotees. On the other hand, the Govardhan Puja Lila brought together the Lord with his devotees under Govardhan Hill. And despite the fact that the attack made by Indradev was much heavier in one way, much more heavier. This was an attempt of committing homicide, you say in English, homicide, trying to kill, not homicide, genocide. That was genocide. Despite that fact, and not only that, was attacking his dear devotees in Vrindavan, but because the Lila ended in bringing together the Lord with his devotees, then he was very pleased. And therefore his punishment of Indradev was not as... he didn't feel so upset with him. We see nevertheless that the Lord transformed this situation, a very dramatic situation, into an opportunity. Like the Lord thought, how can I go back to Vrindavan without the boys and the calves? If I do that, it's going to be a disaster. Everybody will die. And the Lord, actually, he was performing this lila with his yoga maya, was creating that situation for another intimate exchange, despite the attack of Lord Brahma, another intimate exchange with his devotees in Vrindavan. He wanted to reciprocate with the elder gopis and gopas and the cows who wanted to have Krishna as their child. the cows also exhibiting in Vrindavan, everything is impregnated with madhurya, with sweetness. We read this in Nectar of Devotion. I still remember the last time I was here at the manor, His Holiness Bhaktirasamrita Swami Maharaj was giving class, and he spoke about the four sweet characteristics of Krishna, which are different from any other forms of the Lord. Even Narayana in Vaikuntha and Lord Ramachandra do not exhibit to the same degree these four unique qualities of sweetness. Venu Madhurya, Krishna's, the sweetness of Krishna's flute, Prema Madhurya, the sweetness of Krishna's devotees who love him in an unprecedented ways. Lila Madhurya, the sweetness of his unique, beautiful pastimes. Sweet, so sweet that even the cows experience Vatsalya Ras. Normally we'll say the cows are in Shanta Ras. But the cows, they have this motherly affection for Krishna. And this was exhibited in Bauma Vrindavan through this Lila, how the Lord made an unique arrangement, and therefore we can say, sometimes we hear when we are in Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, everything is possible. Isn't it? We hear that. Anything can happen in Vrindavan. And if we recreate Vrindavan, like in this holy Tirtha, Bhaktivedanta Manor, it's a prominent place of Srila Prabhupada in all respects in the West, and in terms of Prabhupada establishing this place, and so much has happened from here, from London, from the UK. I remember not long ago we were sharing with some devotees in Spain, and there was one devotee from the, his name is Partha Prabhu, one of the leaders in Spain. Now he's a bit retired, he's getting older, but he's very active, a very wonderful devotee. And we were sharing how we came to Krishna consciousness. And this devotee was explaining how, I hope he doesn't mind, was intimate, but I don't think was confidential. He doesn't mind me sharing this. His first connection to Krishna consciousness was hearing in one radio. This was during Franco's time, the time of the dictatorship in Spain, in the mid-70s. Was the end of the dictatorship, but still it was difficult to have, for example, big concerts that was not so much seen. So people will listen, the youth will listen to a radio named Luxembourg Radio. And this Luxembourg Radio you will hear the hit parade, and then he listened to the Mahamantra Hare Krishna just after his mother had passed away. So he was so depressed, practically he was destroyed in his life. He didn't have any motivation for continue living. It was very difficult for him. But the only thing that will give him solace was the singing of the Mahamantra Hare Krishna that Yamuna Devi Dasi and all the devotees were singing in the Hare Krishna album in the early days. And this was what brought him to Krishna consciousness. It took him some years to join the temple, to commit to Krishna consciousness. But that was his first impression. And this was happening because Srila Prabhupada's servant here from the UK were preaching, were traveling, were spreading the holy name in unprecedented ways without any fear, approaching the famous Beatles, things that many times in many places we don't dare to do, to approach the most famous people. They had that missionary spirit, which is actually Srila Prabhupada's mood. And here you can feel it. And I'm not just flattering you that coming here, this Spanish fellow comes here to counteract the Brexit argument. It's not like that. I really mean it. That here, this experience of Srila Prabhupada's presence is very lively. Why? Because many things are happening. There is the missionary spirit. I'm sure many of you will have your complaints and your questions and in terms of things that could be done better, and I'm sure there are many topics, I won't say that. And if you want some room for improvement, as you like in England, the increasing the preaching, I know you are doing a lot of that, but we need to find the formula to attract the British, besides the British Indians, which you are very successful in attracting, to attract the local British. Srila Prabhupada wanted that the locals embrace Krishna consciousness. And that's the challenge we have in ISKCON today. We need to find a way how to attract the locals. There is this systematic secularization, atheistic secularization in the world in a very subtle ways through all these social networks, and so many things are being used to gradually make people more materialistic, more atheistic, and less seriously committed to a spiritual path. So we need to find formulas to attract many local people living at the place. Of course, that could be also a challenge, like in terms of, it is a fact that nowadays London is a very cosmopolitan place. It's a globalized city. Like, it's becoming like that, the world. So this poses new challenges. But it's important that those people who are more influential in the countries, people who have the background in the land, they become attracted to Krishna consciousness. And we need to find the ways of doing that, somehow or other, by hook or by crook, but not in the wrong way, in the good way, by hook or by crook. And not being a crook ourselves, but actually by doing it properly, finding novel ways, Prabhupada will say, to spread Krishna consciousness among the residents, among the locals. So going back to the point I wanted to emphasize today is that the Lord made this problem into an opportunity. Isn't it? Isn't that? It was a big problem. Everything, his associates had disappeared, his friends, his calves. And then he transformed that into an opportunity to establish intimate exchanges with his devotees in Vrindavan, with some other devotees. And the devotees who were so-called kidnapped, like Srila Prabhupada in one of the purports, compares that to the kidnapping of Srimati Sita Devi. Actually, the false Sita was taken by Ravana. So false forms of the cowherd boys and the calves were taken by Lord Brahma. And his associates were taken care, were protected by the Lord. And in the meantime, in 1 year, like here it is described, in 1 year the Lord gave joy to the inhabitants of Vrindavan, particularly the mothers, the fathers, and the cows. And to the point we will see in the next verse, how even Lord Balaram couldn't realize what was going on until the end of the year. Even his own expansion couldn't understand what was happening. And this shows, and Srila Prabhupada quotes the verse in different purports, especially in the next section of the chapter, the verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arashava Britya, that only Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and everyone else, including his expansions, are dancing around him, are dancing at his tune. When he plays the flute, everybody else is, and we will see in this leela at the end, how all the expansions of the Lord, all the cowherd boys and calves who were non different from Krishna, were dancing around Krishna's Balagopal form in Vrindavan. So this is actually very amazing how the Lord can make anything very difficult transforming into something unique. And especially we should take that into account when we are going through difficulties in life, and this can be personal difficulties, difficulties in the family, difficulties in the community, difficulties in society, in the world, difficulties in our Krishna consciousness. These are the most important difficulties. If there are difficulties in our Krishna consciousness, this is where we should focus our attention, because actually the Krishna factor is what is going to transform everything else, as Krishna wishes, in very wonderful ways. How exactly that will happen, that's up to the Lord. He will do it. We don't need to worry about what will happen, because he can make it. Like this morning during chanting japa, I have accepted the service as temple president in New Brajamandala, and this is something I didn't plan to do. It was the last thing I was planning to do, to become the president of that place. And I don't mean to undermine the place. I like the place. If I have accepted it, I have accepted it happily. But some of you may have heard, His Holiness Kadamakanana Swami Maharaj was in New Brajamandala for 7 years, and it is to his credit that the place was not sold. In devotees wanted to sell the place at that time. So it is to his credit, and to other devotees who surrounded him and worked very hard to maintain the place. So sometimes His Holiness Kadamakanana Maharaj will make, I'm sure some of you have heard some jokes about his experience at the place. Isn't it, some of you who have scared Trump? Only, don't be shy, you are at home. Okay, only a few of you. Anyway, I won't say too much, because that's not the purpose of the Bhagavatam class. But the fact is that it's a difficult place in terms of management. And actually, we have come here to get advice. We want to start a school. That's why we are here. Mani Manjari Mataji is here to learn from the Bhaktivedanta Manor Gurukul and from Krishna Avanti. And today and tomorrow we have meetings at the Avanti Trust to get their advice and their guidance in how to start a school from the scratch. So, and I was praying to Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda that please manifest what you are manifesting here, please manifest the same not exactly the same in each place. The Lord is Akila Rasamrita Murti. He likes many flavors, but manifest as you like the same thriving mood in New Brajamandala, somehow or other. Make it a wonderful community. We're also very grateful to the leaders of Bhaktivedanta Manor. I spoke to Sutapa Prabhu in Mayapur when I knew I was going to become the president. We're very grateful that you are organizing your Brahmacharya retreat this year in New Brajamandala. And I think it's very important to have these exchanges like the strong help the weak. And we are coming here as beggars to, and we want, of course, to offer our contribution to the British Yatra. I'm sure we can offer things as well, and we're open for that. But the fact is that a difficult situation, by the mercy of the Lord and his devotees, can become transformed in a great opportunity. So this is what we learn from this Leela. The Krishna factor can transform anything. Anything very difficult can become wonderful, can become very, very special. Of course, the Lord sometimes also may like to have his devotees on their toes and may have them in difficulties. And therefore, we see that a place sometimes is thriving, sometimes it's in difficulty. We have seen this in different parts of the world. So in that sense, that's the will of the Lord, and we should be ready also for anything that the Lord plans. These are some reflections on the section we are reading. I'll read the verse again, and then we can have comments and questions. We will have like 15 minutes for comments and questions. In this way, Lord Sri Krishna, having himself become the cowherd boys and groups of calves, maintained himself by himself. Thus, he continued his pastimes, both in Vrindavan and in the forest, for 1 year. Any comments or questions?